Coming up on the show, why I and my fellow Gen Xers are able to live without smartphones and the internet when the great EMP comes. What makes us better than you? Coming up. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. Episode 7, no internet, no cell phones. As a person who grew up in the 80s and 90s, I think those two are the best decades so far that this world has ever seen. One thing I'm glad we didn't have were cell phones or smartphones.
Ooh, wait, what do we have here? Another show with, what's your name again? Bigfoot? Sass something?
It's D-Flow.
Well, whatever your name is, that's important to you and you.
What do you want, Tex?
I grew up without them there cellular phones. Hell, I didn't even have one ever. I was roaming.
Back alleys you were roaming? Looking for fun?
No, dummy. As I was saying, I was roaming the open range. So I enjoyed being lost with my horse hoof-hearted.
Hoof-hearted?
Oh, my God. It's hoof-hearted, not hoof-farted. Speaking of farts, I got a joke for you.
Fine. What is it? Lay it on me, man.
What did the fart say to the poop?
Oh, man, I hate to ask, man.
You blow me away. Get it? P-U. That one smells.
Oh, man, it smells like your breath.
I think you owe me an apology.
Nope. You came in here with the fart jokes.
Well, I best be leaving. But before I go, here's one more. Why do scientists trust atoms? Because they make up of everything, including farts.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can't see me, but damn, I'm shaking my head. Big Tex, guess what? I got a joke for you.
Lay it on me, partner.
Love is like a fart. If you have to force it, it's probably crap, like your jokes.
That wasn't funny. I'm out.
Okay, but don't let the door hit you in the ass. Oh, Tex, you make me laugh half the time, man. We've spent many times with me and Big Tex over the years, but man, that boy, he always comes up with the weirdest things. Reminds me of Mr. Furley from Three's Company, of those of you that remember Three's Company. Don Knotts, he was the best. Anyways, like I was saying, back to what we were talking about, cellular phones, and although they do come in handy when you need something or if an emergency should arise. Other than that, it's the bane of everyone's existence. And when I say everyone, I'm talking late millennials and up-and-coming Generation Z and Alphas. All y'all treat the phone as if it were a drug, which in fact, and proven by neuro doctors apparently, that they state smartphones trigger the release of dopamine, a neurotransmitter associated with pleasure and reward. This can create a positive reinforcement loop, making users want to check their phones more frequently. You know how kids always want to check their phones? You always see them, they're always checking their phone, always checking their phone. It's because it's like a drug. It's like, oh, okay. Did I get a response now? Nope. Let me check again. Did I get a response now? Yes. Oh, great. Oh, that's great. You know? So, yes. Other things can create dopamine for stimulation, but the phone turns people to dopes. You love that comment or you hate it. It doesn't matter. So, there you have it. Is it a good drug? Right? No, it's not. Wrong. The device creates monsters and kids nowadays. They destroy, they get angry, or even hurt themselves if they do not have their cell phones. A quick example, as a secondary education teacher here in Texas, it is a state law that there are no phones allowed in school at all, meaning you can't bring it or you can't use it. If they are confiscated, the students are subject to punishment. Well, case in point, I had a student who did not want to relinquish his phone at all. I told him he got to put it away. He said, no. This is how bad it is. The student and their mentality, they would rather keep the phone and deal with the punishment, which can be a suspension from school, which would actually tarnish their record, you know, or they can go to an alternative school because of the phone. I'm telling you, it's just these kids, they don't know the future, man, what they've got coming to them. You know, they live in the here and now. But I digress, because these kids, you know what? You got to learn. You got to learn. That's how we learned when we were in the 80s and 90s. You know, you F around and F out, you know, fuck around and find out. Well, they're fucking around, you know. So, like I said, as a person that grew up without one, I am very thankful. I did not have to deal with the phone. But without the phone, how could we let people know where we were or be on social media? If I wanted to talk to someone, we called using a telephone. No screen, no internet. We memorized numbers. We called who we knew or restaurants we go to. But what about scammers? What about them? Well, that was the fun part. Scammers back then weren't as bad as they are now. A scammer call, we'd pick up. We'd let them talk. We'd let them tell us, oh, you know, we want something in the mail, yada, 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 yada. And then we mess with them. We tell them, oh, that's great. You know what? Okay, give it to your mom and, you know, have your sister, you know, bring it by just to mess with the scammers. And usually they'll hang up. Or we just speak in a weird language or something like that. You know, they'll call us and you just come up with some bogus, you know, Star Trek language. Yeah, I'm throwing Star Trek under there. I'm not a big Star Trek fan. Some of y'all probably be like, uh-oh, turn this off. This sucks. Yes, I'm a Star Wars fan, so I'll get over it. You know, these were the fun things back in the 80s and 90s. Or someone was trying to hook up with you, and you gave them the local pizza phone number. That was funny because they didn't know that. And that was your number, right? You called 555-5544. Yeah, welcome to your local pizza place. Can I help you? Oh, man, she gave me the wrong number. If we wanted to get on social media, we'd have to call our friends. We'd go to our neighbor's house or go to the mall and actually talk to people. That's what we do. We talk to people. Yes, we had to carry multiple devices, unlike a smartphone, which actually that's pretty convenient. But we had everything from music to cameras and, of course, games. If we wanted to, we had our Walkmans. You know, we pressed play on the Walkman and we'd listen to our favorite hair metal back in the 80s and or heavy metal back in the 90s, which we still do sometimes. And, you know, we would ignore everyone. Nothing interrupted us while listening. If we had a camera, that was the only drawback. We had to get the picture right and hope it developed correctly and wait a week before we saw the final product. Unlike today where we take a picture, nope, we didn't like it instantly. We were free to do whatever we wanted to. We can get lost, come home when the lights came on at night. We didn't hang around in a bathroom, take selfies or video of somebody taking a dump, which blew my mind when I found that out. People actually, some kids, will record other people unknowingly taking a dump. It's disgusting. Like I said, that blew my mind. Glad we didn't have that. And now there's cyberbullying, and kids are becoming more introverted and quiet. And, you know, I'm just glad I grew up in the 80s and the 90s. Have I already mentioned that? All right, let's switch a little bit of gears because, you know, cell phones, they're a pain in the ass. Switching gears briefly to the internet. I remember the time when there was no internet. Oh, man, that was the best times. We all went outside and did stuff. You know, that big fireball in the sky, that helped you out. They gave you some vitamin D. But we did stuff for our entertainment. We went to movies. We went to our neighbor's houses, like I mentioned before, to watch the latest movie on VHS or early DVDs from a video rental store. You know, we do miss that Blockbuster, which was the most exciting time because you really didn't want to go, or you didn't want to know where we were going to watch. Make sure you rewind or get fined. There was no such thing as Call of Duty or any online game. Yes, in the 90s, late 90s, online games were coming, but it was still prehistoric to a sense. Remember Quake and Unreal? Those were good games. Good times. Well, anyways, no internet, no problem. If you needed to search for something, you had to use a book. A what? A book. Encyclopedia. These Bibles of knowledge had almost anything and everything you needed for research at the time. The only drawback is that you needed to learn and read. If you don't know how to read, you can't use them, right? No, to call myself a hypocrite using today's search engine technology, I think it's a lot better as far as trying to get into books. It's a lot easier. It's faster. Aside from that, I mean, like I said, we went to arcades. We spent quarters. Did you all listen to my last podcast about the retro 80s? We did talk about that. We played for points. We shot pool or billiards. We threw darts. Sometimes at each other because we wanted to. Because we're pretty damn tough. We are Gen X. We don't sugarcoat anything. We beat each other for fun and carry on. We skid our knees while playing football on the street. No worries. If you're bleeding, you're bleeding. Who cares? We got over it. Just like Jesse Ventura said in the movie Predator.
I ain't got time to bleed.
So we got over it. We played hurt. Those were our battle scars. Anyways, I got off topic. Well, kind of. Without the internet, we told tall tales of our adventures. No need to prove with pictures or even take pictures of our food because that's just stupid. Hey, look at me. I'm at a steakhouse eating steak. Yay, me. Click, click. Get over yourself. No internet, no problem. No email at that. No spam emails. No phishing emails. Nothing. Yes, we did have computers, but no internet connections until the early 90s when dial-up came around. Man, that was a good time. That was internet in the mail. And if you don't know what that means, ask somebody who's a Gen X or an early millennial. They'll tell you what internet in the mail means. The crazy part was that we didn't care. We'd rather go outside and play or dive back into our retro Nintendos. I think the Super Nintendo came out around that time too, in the late 80s, early 90s. We had the Sega Master System and the Sega Genesis. Now, those were games to play without the internet, and they still are great, except y'all download the ROMs now and pretend to play. Hey, look at me. I'm retro now. I'm wearing all the 8-bit shirts and all this other crap. We never did any of that. I'm an old schooler. You know what? Stick with your generation console and stay away from ours. Yes, the internet has revolutionized society and made life easier. Technology is way better, but I think the simplicity of life back in the 80s and 90s was better. Definitely cheaper than today. Restaurant food is way cheaper. Groceries were cheaper. You can fill up a basket for $100 and still have change in the bank. Unlike today, you fill up the basket, it turns into a car payment and lasts only 2 weeks. And gas, well, don't get me started on that. Back in the day, it was like 86 cents or cheaper. Now it's $3, $4, $5, $6, $7, man, for a gallon. Ah, yes, the good times. Looks like I strayed off the path again. Well, I mean, you can't talk too much. I mean, the internet is great, but you can only go so far with it because it's the internet. You know, we can't live without it. If you definitely enjoyed this podcast, like, subscribe, or simply listen to it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, RSS feed, SoundCloud, and coming to you, YouTube, and anywhere else you can listen to my charming voice. Remember, the more you listen, the better I get. Until next time, keep it simple, stay retro, and have yourself a good time. I'm out.